This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. There are strong opinions on the proposed railroad merger. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
A proposed merger between the Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern Railroads is now before the Surface Transportation Board for possible approval. Mike Steenhook, the executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition, called this a seismic development for the rail industry.
What it essentially amount to is, for the first time in U.S. history, you would have a single railroad offering seamless service between the Atlantic coast and the Pacific coast, with the potential merger of the Union Pacific and the Norfolk Southern. And there's a lot of strong opinions on both sides, both the proponents and the opponents of it. And that includes within agriculture, that you'll have agricultural shippers that I'm acquainted with who actually are attracted to the prospect of a merged railroad because they feel that there will be greater access to markets in one area of the country that they currently have less access to.
However, there are opponents to the merger who fear higher transportation costs.
On the other side, though, there's agricultural shippers and a variety of other shippers who are adamantly opposed to it. Because one thing that we have observed, and history has certainly taught us, is that when you have mergers and consolidations within the rail space, it often does result in increased rates and a decline in service. For agricultural shippers, what we like, if we were to write the script, we'd have as many transportation providers, not only within the rail industry, but also even outside the rail industry, competing for our business. That's good for us.
For more information, visit soytransportation.org. You can find the rest of this story and much more by visiting our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our newsletter to get those 5 ag news stories delivered to you every day. For Money Matters, here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.